Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and we are just honored to have Saints linebacker DeMario Davis here. Born in Clinton, Mississippi, went to Brandon High School and outside
born in
of Jackson.
Collins, Mississippi. Collins, Mississippi.
Collins, Mississippi.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I say
right,
we're down
yeah,
Clinton.
Yeah,
Collins. You know, and you sit next to Deuce. You know, I feel like I know as many Mississippi towns as I know Louisiana towns.
Yeah.
Just had the bye week after a huge win over Carolina. How was it? Get a little time to kind of really rest the mind and the soul, right?
Yeah, man. The bye week is awesome because it kind of gives you a chance to reset, recharge, recover, and then, you know, kind of come back at it with kind of some freshness to it. And it's so critical to go into the bye week to have a win so you have that momentum, because then you have to hold that loss even longer. And so it was great. Got a chance to go back home, just be with the family for a little bit, a lot of sleep, you know, kind of staying inside, not doing much, watching movies. Got a chance to reflect over the game and just kind of, you know, reset and figure about like how you want to kind of finish the season. And then, of course, being able to come back in today and get with the team. And it's great, man. Looking forward to the finishing strong down the stretch.
And if there's no better way to get back into it than the daggone Falcons.
Absolutely.
Right? Right? I mean, if you want to get somebody's attention, play the Falcons.
Absolutely, man. It's such a deep rivalry game. you know, every NFL game is electric and full of energy, but when you have somebody that you just so strongly dislike in a competitive way, but, I mean, it gets this game just means more. All of them, you know, you have to approach them the same, but, you know, playing the Falcons just means more. And it's a divisional game. Finishing these games strong down the stretch is very important, but especially these division games. So we get a chance to play them twice.
And we always talk about stacking W's, which is important. And I would imagine for this defense, stacking performances like Carolina, where you were tackled so much better, where you stop the run, those kinds of things to duplicate, keep that going.
Absolutely. With a younger team, it's important to figure out those things that you need to do well, and then when you do them well, to build on them. We've a couple times had complete games this season. And we've had some really dominant performances, especially when you go back to the Giants. But it's about being able to create that consistency and not just flash it. There's been games where we stopped the run. There's been games where we've really gotten after the quarterback. There's been games where we've created turnovers. In most games, we have been very good on third down. But it's about when you're able to do it all together and it all comes together well. And, you know, the last game that we played was a complete game. And so what you really want to be able to do is replicate that as quickly as possible so it becomes the norm.
because Atlanta comes in, you know, they've got, we'll figure out the quarterback situation when we figure it out, but Bijan Robinson, I mean, they've got some, they've got a running attack that will, that's their, that's going to be their bread and butter.
Man, Atlanta is just a really tough team. We get to go against them more than anybody. Just over the years, what they've been able to build, I think the world of their front office, their GM was Terry. Terry is amazing. And you look at the roster that he's been able to assemble defensively and offensively, the amount of weapons that they have, you know, first string, second string. You know, it's a very talented group. And I think their defense plays so well. I think they're coming off a game, you know, before last, I think it was 7 sacks or something like that. And that just allows their offense to play with a comfort level, knowing their defense is going to get stops. And when you play them, they have a offense that's complementary. They can run the ball well. Bijan Robinson is, you know, as dynamic as any back in the league. They feel very comfortable not just having him in the backfield, but lining him up at slot receiver or number one receiver, throwing him, you know, every route. They have a good 1-2 punch in the backfield. They got a tight end that can stretch the field vertically. I think Drake London is, you know, one of the best receivers in the league, and he's certainly playing like it. And, you know, that whole group is explosive and dynamic. And they have a multitude of quarterbacks, even if Kyle Pinnix isn't in. The guy that was
– Kirk Cousins.
The guy that was in there before
y'all know him well.
Wasn't no slouch, you know. So it's a challenge every year to go up, and that's what you play the game for, is to have competitive games like this.
When you talk about Robinson being in the slot or Kyle Pitt, you know, in this defense, I feel like number 56 is going to get a little coverage on some of those players. Right? But this defense, you're more in coverage. You're going to get some Robinson and some Pitt, right?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in being able to do all things asked of a linebacker well. You know, I take a lot of pride in being a great run defender, as well as being a great pressure player and blitzer. And then when I'm asked to be out in coverage, I want to do well there too. And that lends itself to being able to cover tight ends and running backs, especially the way teams can create one-on-one situations. And so how that all shakes out in the game, I think those guys are, you know, when it looks at Pitts and Bijan, they're so different than what you would typically face in a running back and a tight end. You know, Pitts could be the number one receiver. He could be in the slot. He could be a tight end. Bijan could be in the slot. He could be in the backfield. He could be at number one receiver. And so that takes a whole defensive effort. It's not just the linebackers. The safeties have to be able to cover well. The corners have to be able to cover those guys. And they move them around. So those guys may start in a position, and then they're moving to the other side of the ball. And so it just requires the whole defense.
And the evolution of this defense with Brandon Staley was going to be, it's a challenge for any team to change kind of a scheme. But then you throw in, you know, you're starting Jonas Sanker. You've got Quincy Riley out there. You've got a lot of youth. You've got a lot of youth that you're seeing now with Stalbert and Danny Stutzman. So for you, the veteran, I mean, that's another challenge on top of what was already a schematic change, right? When you've got a lot of youth out there, some because of injury, some just because you want to see him play some more.
Yeah, I think I've enjoyed the progression of our defense with Coach Staley. He's made, you know, football extremely fun for me. I've seen a lot of football, but the game is changing a lot, and I think he's one of the few coordinators that is in front of offenses. And so even with a younger team, we've been able to have some really good performances. If you go look back at some of the quarterbacks and, you know, what they did the week they played us and what they did versus other teams, you'll see, like, oh, they really had them rattled. With a young team, it probably were plays that we could have made that we didn't just make that would have made all the difference. And just being able to play complementary football in those games. But, man, we've had some really, you know, strong run games. And I think he puts us in a position to have a chance to have the other team off balance. They're not going to be able to come in and, you know, run their offense, you know, how they've had how they comfortably deal with other teams up and down the field. You know, coming off a quarterback we held to 175 yards, and then the next week he goes and throws 300 plus 400 right. yards.
Bryce Young.
And so that's been the nature. You look at going against Baker, and he was Hall of Fame. I'm not Hall of Fame, but MVP. You know, type numbers, and then not being able to throw a touchdown. And so that's the type of preparation that he's putting us in. And there, and yeah, we're leaning on young guys, but those young guys are playing meaningful minutes, and it's only going to bode well for how advanced they are in the future. I think a lot of times those young guys don't even know how good of football they're actually playing.
Couple of quick more questions. We'll take a break. I'm going to talk a lot about what's coming up with the food drive, Tailgate for a Cause. Most guys keep their first, you know, whatever, first interception, first touchdown. Do you have the ball from your first interception?
Yes, I do. My first interception was Drew Brees.
Yes, I do. I know.
Yeah. I caught it on a
2013.
I caught it on a tip pass from DeJuan Landry. He tipped it. And I caught it, and yeah, I still got that ball.
I assume you're covering Benjamin Watson, another just quality human being. I assumed you had Drew sign it, or
no? I haven't had him had Drew to sign it yet, but I mean, we're good friends, so at some point I'll get him to sign. I'm sure he'll be by the house or something.
Well, guess what? He's calling the game this weekend.
Yeah.
He's got the Fox game. He's okay. Got your game, so you'll see him sooner than you think.
Yeah, I'll see him soon.
Need to take a break, and we will talk more with Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. Got a lot of things planned coming up with his foundation, both Sunday and Monday, so we'll talk about that next. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Keep it right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. It is the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Been talking to DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker. Get back to that interview now, and as you'll see right off the bat, Mr. Davis and his wife Tamela have been very busy. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. Your foundation, you and your wife began, Tamela, back in 2013. Devoted dreamers. You know, before I get too deep into it, because we have two big events, Sunday and Monday, just tell me about how the foundation came into being and its mission.
Yeah, so in 2013, we started the Devoted Dreamers Foundation, and the Devoted Dreamers exist to raise the next generation of leaders. So we want to take young people and pour into them the resources that they need to reach whatever dream it is that they want to reach, whether they want to be doctors, lawyers, athletes, entertainers, or whether they want to go to Ivy League schools, whatever it is that their goal is, they're going to need resources, meaning mental support, emotional support, physical resources, spiritual support to get to wherever it is that they want to achieve in life. And that's what we exist to do. It really is birthed out of my wife and I's story. We wouldn't be where we are in life if we didn't have the mentors that come into our life. If we didn't have, somebody that believed in us and was pushing us along the way. And we know how hard it is coming from where we were in Mississippi and there being such a deficiency of resources around us that helped us reach our dreams. And what we wanted to do is kind of go back and provide that bridge for young people. And how could we do that? And that's what we ended up doing in 2013. We started a summer camp, and now that has moved to after-school programming. We're having several conversations about year-round schooling. Summer camps, after school program, weekend program, conferences,
dinner with
night.
Dreams, yeah, dinner with the Davises, pearls for the girls. Believe me, it's impressive.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And what's coming up soon this weekend, it's a late start. We have to tell everybody many times. It's a 3:25 kickoff at the Superdome, but Tamala's having her tailgate with the cause. That's Sunday, the 23rd, 11 to 2:30. That's lot 3. That's the lot between the Smoothie King Center and the Champions parking garage. That's a ticketed event, but it's, hey, if you're coming down to the game and you've got a ticket, it's non-perishables. You're in partnership with Clover, used to be the Kingsley House. So just bring anything you can. And a lot of people think, okay, here's a can of beans. Yeah. But guess what? They need toilet paper, toothpaste. Think about those kind of things as well.
Absolutely. Anything that you can bring, any items that are household items that you would think somebody need on a day-to-day basis, could be hygiene products, could be food and canned goods, but not just that, you know, anything, you know, diapers, trash bag, anything that you think somebody would need in their house. These are the things. And you think about this time of year is extremely hard, holiday season, Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas, and people just have a lack of resources. And so they maybe want to buy gifts for their children, but, you know, have to decide, do they going to buy gifts for their kids, or they going to, you know, buy food for the house or basic needs. And so these things go a long way. I'll be there. People who bring 10 or more items will be able to get a chance to get a photograph with me. Be a great time. This is something that we do all the time, dinner with the Davises. So my wife just loves to feed people. We love to gather people together and just have a good time. We love to serve this city. But this is one that was very unique. How could we serve the city and feed people at the same time? And that's what Tailgate with a Cause came. My wife's brand, the F Word, and her food truck, Tamala's Tailgate Treats, will be there with the Devoted Dreamers Foundation, and all the support will go to serve Clover. And this is coming out of a partnership with the 18th Ward, who does so much around this city. One of the most amazing organizations I've seen. I think it's a replica for the nation. They're reaching about 12,000 kids a year with all different types of programming. We've been able to partner alongside them. We got a chance to, over a 6-week period, we got a chance to go and train their coaches with our leadership curriculum, the Devoted Dreamers 5T leadership curriculum. We got a chance to go in and do that with them. And they are in partnership with us to do this food drive that will be the day after the game.
Right. That's next. So if you can't make Sunday because you're going to the game and there's a lot of things going on, you don't need to have a ticket for the next one. And that's the 24th, 4:30 to 6:30. It's at the 18th Ward and where Clover is. It's 3911 Duplessis Street. Basically, if you kind of think it's just a little, you know, outside of City Park, and it's not far from the Lakeview area. It's not far from in between City Park and Dillard. You know, it's you know, come by for 2 hours, same thing, right? And they can drop off any kind of those donations that we just mentioned, those non-perishables, and everything else remains the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you can't make it to the game, and you know, we'd love to see you there at the game at the tailgate for a cause, then, you know, the following day, please come by. Please make one of them is what we ask. If you want to make both, that'd be even better.
So New Orleans that something is called 18th Ward, right? to any other part of the country, they go, what? But here, yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah. They did a great job with the name because it's one of the few organizations that serves all 17 wards. And so just learning about their story, we got a chance to work with them in the Super Bowl. And then we formed a dynamic partnership and looking forward to all that we'll have, you know, continuing going forward. This is just the beginning.
Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. More with number 56. We come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. It is the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold Bullseye, the official tailgate of the Saints. And again, back for our final segment with DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker.
Five kids?
We have six.
Six?
Yeah, yeah.
We added somebody?
Yeah, we have six. We got a little girl just, she's one now. So
what's her name?
Story James.
Oh my gosh. So Bailey Grace.
Yes.
Roman Parker.
Correct.
Not Roman Harper. Let's make sure we don't give Roman any love. Yeah. Summer Joy.
Yep.
Carly Faith.
Yep.
Stormy Love.
Yep.
All hyphenated.
Yeah, all hyphenated. And now, Story James.
And Story James.
Yep.
Do they love the older ones? Do they like the hyphen? My wife is a hyphen.
Yeah,
she's a Betty Ann. And so she spends half her life going, there's a hyphen.
Yeah, yeah. My wife and I are constantly, you know, making sure that they don't drop the second name and letting people know. A lot of times they'll try to go for short. You know, somebody asks for the name Roman, I'll be like, Roman. I'm like, no, that's not your name, son. And so we have to correct them a good little bit, but they get better with it.
Do you remember anything about medieval literature?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You do not.
I do. That's where I met my wife.
I know that. I know you remember that part.
And so what's funny about that is, man, I hated medieval literature. I was only medieval anything. I was exposed to it when I was in high school. And of course, we had to take, you know, this half a semester going through this medieval course and we're learning all this different stuff. And then they have this lunch where everybody's dressed up in these medieval outfits, you know, in high school, you're not trying to go home and do wardrobe and all that. I wasn't. And so having to do this costume, then we there and the food was really dry. And then these guys come out and battle and they're, you know, talking in all this, you know, old time language and, you know, doing it. I respected the craft that the guys, I'm sure it was a lot of hard work for them, but it was just like, oh, I'm over this. I'm ready to be done. And so we get to college and going into my senior year, something dramatically went wrong with my scheduling. And even though I'm in communications, they tell me I need all these literature classes. That was a whole thing. And so I'm going through the schedule and they're like, you got to take medieval literature. And I'm like, I do not want to take that class. And they found another class for me. I got in there. It was called American Romanticism. That's the only reason I even remember it. And when the semester came around, the American Romanticism got dropped and I was forced to go to a medieval literature class. And now I'm grateful for medieval literature because that's where I actually met my wife. You know, we became great friends. I met her in January. By May, I was absolutely sure I wanted her to be my girlfriend. And then I proposed that December. So it didn't take a lot of time.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
My final question is something I actually did not know in some of this research, and that was when you were in Cleveland in 27, and your body was breaking down, and you couldn't maintain your weight, and which seems unbelievable for all of us who have seen you since you got here in 2018. Thank you, Jets. Thank you, Cleveland. and you said, you just said, I'm going to surrender my body and my soul to the Lord. And the answer was, thanks for getting out of the way. And since then, I mean, look at you. You're, you know.
It's unreal. So, Mike, watch this. So I get to Cleveland. I was really excited about getting to Cleveland. They moved me from Will linebacker to Mike linebacker. So I was really excited.
It was a lot of 3-4-4-3. Yeah. Everything that happened in your life was basically based on the scheme.
I was super excited to be there. But I first noticed it in the off season. You know, I was around like 250, and I'm like, I don't need to be this heavy. It was a run heavy game at that time. It hadn't quite changed to how spread it is now, but I was like, I don't need to be this heavy, but my weight wouldn't really come down. And then towards the middle of the season, my body would just be hurting, you know, and I was still a younger player. I was, you know, 26, 27 years old, and I'm trying to figure out, like, why is my knees hurting? Why is my back hurting? You know, I had never had, like, any kind of body pain unless I was that something was injured. And so I'm just waking up and my joints hurting. And I remember kind of in the middle of the season, they started rotating. We ended up bringing in another player. Now I'm kind of in this linebacker rotation, and it was just too much. I'm like, man, I didn't realize that I was stressed. My wife's reading this incredible book called The Body Keeps the Score, and that's probably what was happening. My body was like breaking down just from stress. But at that point, I was just like, man, I'm done. I came home one day and I just told my wife, like, I'm gonna finish this contract. I was on a 2-year contract. I'm like, I'm gonna finish this contract out, and I'm gonna call it. But it was something inside of me that was still kind of burning. Like, I knew I was leaving the game earlier than I was supposed to. I don't know what it was, but I just went in and we had a prayer closet after our kitchen. So I'm having this conversation with her. Then I go into the prayer closet and I'm just like, I got to lay this before the Lord. Like, God, I know you want me. I think you want me to keep playing football, but I can't. I'm finished. I'm mentally exhausted and my body is breaking down. I don't know what's going on. And so I have nothing left. Like, I'm spent. I'm exhausted. I pull up at work. I don't even want to be there anymore. Like, I'm just done. And I said, it's been a great ride. I've been doing this since I was in the fourth grade, but I've given everything I got. And this is the end of the line for me. And so it was essentially like this waving the white flag. That's how I would have themed it. Like, I'm just surrendering. And I remember saying, like, before I got up, like, God, if you want me to keep going, you're going to have to do it, because I can't. Like, I don't want to just say I'm done and quit on you, especially if you have more for me to do. But I'm huge in my faith. So it's everything. So it's like, God, I want to be obedient, but I'm telling you, I cannot go further, like, not on my own strength. And it was like this audible sense of, thank you for waving the white flag. Now I can work. Now you will get out of my way and I can do this. And I'm like, I'm having a conversation with him at this point, because it's like, okay, like, what are you really going to do? Like, I don't have nothing left, and I'm not thinking that you're just really finna rejuvenate me, but it was almost like, God, whatever you do from here, if I become an All-Pro, I had no All-Pros at the time, no Pro Bowls, I had not played in any real meaningful games, so it's like, if I go deep in the playoffs, win a Super Bowl, become an All-Pro, any of these things, it'll be all you, because I can't do it. And so I think that's what, and literally by the end of the summer, I remember just waking up one day and my body felt incredible. It was like, I remember that off season, like when I would train, I was training like 3 and 4 hours and I wasn't getting tired. And it was just like this rejuvenation. And mentally, I had a fresh new perspective of the game. I felt like the game was slowing down and I was seeing it. So like, I would go in and I'd be watching film from the season before, and I saw like 10 or 15 plays that I could have made way better. And so it was just like this wisdom kind of came. All these different dots start connecting about how to take care of your body. And so I really became a student of my body at that point. And literally everything changed. I went from, that was 2016.
Yeah, I was 2016.
And in 2017, I had one of my best seasons. And, you know, what's interesting, I'm 36 and I'm on pace to beat all those numbers that I had in 2017, which I would have said was my best season. And then, you know, came to the Saints the year after that. And this has just been a match made in heaven. And I can only, at this point, I would be going backwards and trying to take God's credit if I tried to take credit for it. So I just tell everybody what the conversation was. And so it's like, how can I take credit and be like, oh, I did all these magical things? Like, I was done. I was like ready to retire. And I can't put people in what that emotional state felt like. Even when I was having that conversation with God about like waving a white flag, like, I didn't even believe that he would do all of the stuff that's happened inside of me. And now to be at 36, still feeling great. Like, you would think at 36, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm tired, I'm ready to go home. And it's like, no, I feel fresher now than I did at 27. And so it's like, okay, God, whatever you want to do, I'm here.
Well, keep it going. Keep it going. Anything that we've talked about, of course, for the foundation, Devoted Dreamers Foundation, you'll learn all about the food drive from Monday and Tuesday, 18th Ward, Clover. DeMario, just keep it going. Appreciate your time, man. It's an honor.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you. God bless.
Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We'll talk back to football, Saints and Falcons. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join us next. This is this Bullseye Saints Hour right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. An inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining me now as we talk about the Atlanta Falcons coming to town. And then it's always the big rivalry, and so much has happened. You got a team that's 3-7 and a team that's 2-8. And I remember when Atlanta beat Buffalo on that Monday night, right? They just beaten Washington, beat Buffalo. You're going, wow, right?
Yeah, they're in good shape.
And then
the wheels fell off.
They just, and it's not even like the New England game was close, missed extra point. They lose back-to-back games in overtime. I mean, this is one of the...
Yeah, and the loss of the Dolphins was Kirk Cousins, so you'd be like, oh, he's the backup for a reason, even though he gets paid $40 million a year. But yeah, I mean... The Saints fans probably feel a certain type of way about the team. They're 2-8. It is what it is. Falcons fans must be miserable.
Right.
This is a team that was so gosh darn confident that they were like, 2026 first round pick. What are we going to even do with that? You know, here, LA, you take it. We need James Pierce. Now, that would be the number 8 overall pick if the draft was today. And I don't know. You just lost your quarterback. I don't think you're going to get a ton out of Kirk Cousins. Like, that pick could be – like, the Rams could potentially win the Super Bowl and get a top 5 pick. Like, that's not outside the realm of possibility. And it's – and so, I mean, yeah, that Falcons team
– and they've got to play him, right?
Kirk?
They got to play the Rams.
Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't looked at the rest of the schedule.
We're playing the NFC West. They haven't played him yet.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
So they got to play the team that the Rams are going to – drill, because they want lower to get the pick. So that's even crazier.
No, I mean, like, everything that the Rams do makes me jealous. It just seems like everything works out for them. But no, and I mean, it's not even just Michael Penix. Like Drake this week in particular. Yeah, like, we'll see the rest of the season. I don't know how long Drake London's going to be out, but not having Drake London for that team is huge. I mean, you look at he is their passing game. I mean, Kyle Pitts has a bunch of receiving yards. Bijan Robinson has a bunch of receiving yards. But from a wide receiver perspective, it's like the Darnell Mooney show now.
Right. I mean, he in the last two games, it hadn't really even been Pitts. Pitts has two receptions the last two games. I mean, you talk about stopping the run. This is it. It's Bijan Robinson. You know, he's averaging 5 yards a carry. He's got four touchdowns. Tyler Allgeier's got 7 touchdowns. They just get down there close, just give it to Tyler.
And Tyler's been he's one of those players I'm sure Saints fans have like Saints fans probably feel like Tyler Allgeier is like an all-pro type player, right, just based on what he's done against the Saints.
We think about Sean Tucker.
Exactly. I made that comparison today. He's like the Sean Tucker for the Falcons.
It's
like
always the guy.
He shows up against the Saints, and he develops superpowers. That's going to be their offense. They're going to run the ball. But if you're the Saints, this is where you have to turn people are going to talk, you're ruining your draft pick, you're ruining your draft pick. Like, if you're the Saints, I think the red flags that would emerge, if you can't find ways to beat the teams on your schedule, at least a good number of them, the red flags that would put up are so much more damaging to you than picking eighth instead of fourth. Right, because you're talking about the Titans. Like, you would have to lose to the Titans to pick higher than the Titans.
Right.
Titans are 1-9. The Titans are dead in the water.
Jets got 2 wins.
The Jets, the Dolphins, the Dolphins are actually playing better football right now.
The Dolphins, you can flip a coin.
That's a tougher game than I thought it was going to be.
Right. That is the hardest team to try to, other than maybe Atlanta. You think you look at Atlanta. They get drilled by Miami. They go to Minnesota. They win.
Yeah.
They're on the kicker carousel. You know, they're on their
what
third,
happened they're to on their Young Wei Koo? Like, what happened to him?
He missed one kick. He missed the kick in the first game against Tampa.
And it's just so bizarre.
Last year.
Yeah. You know? The kickers are so weird, man. But I don't know. Like, the Saints could feasibly go 5-2 down the stretch of this season, finish 7-9, and we'd all be complaining, they should have had a top pick. They don't. But I don't know. Like, to me, I think you look at it and you should be trying to emulate the 2022 Lions, not the 2022 Panthers.
And right? Probably what the next few games and the rest of the season looks like with Tyler Shuck. He's never played in this rivalry. He never played in the Superdome. He's never started a game there. You know, what questions get answered for Tyler Shuck at the end of the season, irrespective of the record, right? That you know where you are. Because if not, if you're picking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, what are we doing? You going quarterback? Are you happy? That's where I think the rest of the season plays out. You know where you are at quarterback.
The outlook of any NFL team changes drastically and immediately the second you feel like that's the guy. That's the guy. Whether it's true or not. The second you feel like that's the guy, suddenly you are a more confident team. The Falcons were getting all the praise and the promotions and whatever, all these primetime games, because there was just this idea that I think Michael Penix is the guy. And who knows? Maybe he is. We won't know for the rest of this season. I haven't been hugely impressed. He's been fine. But that's what it is. Like, why aren't the Saints in primetime this year at all? Because it's like, you don't put a team in primetime when you just say, the quarterback's meh. Like, that's just a placeholder. Like, we don't know. And so if you can get to the end of this season and feel like this is the guy we're building around, not the guy we're building to replace, then suddenly your outlook as a team is completely different. So, like, win as many games as you can, assuming the quarterback is one of the primary reasons you're winning those games. I'm okay with it. And frankly, like, there's a lot of different ways to succeed as a young quarterback. A lot of times, and I think Jackson Dart is a good example of this in New York. Like, he's an exciting player. He's fun. He gets the fans excited. But that doesn't mean he's playing well as a quarterback. It means he's doing fun, exciting things. He's running around. He's getting the fans out of their seats. But is he playing quarterback at a high level? Because I don't know. I watched him play here, and I was like, he's got a long way to go. And then I watched Tyler up in Carolina, and one of the reasons I came out, like, it's one game. It is what it is. But the way he succeeded in that game is sustainable as a quarterback at the NFL level.
Yeah. I want to see it again.
Exactly.
I want to see the defense.
Can he do that consistently?
I want to see the defense play like it played in Carolina. Swarm to the football, tackle.
Yeah.
Because if you don't against Atlanta, against Bijan Robinson, and you know, was it you that talked about Easton Stick in training camp?
I always try to talk about Easton Stick.
It was you.
North Dakota State, baby.
Yeah. You know, he's 30. That cat is 30. I'm like, oh my God, in place, it's 23. Anyway, he's the backup.
The fighting bison. He succeeded Carson Wentz at North Dakota State, I believe. Yeah. My Easton Stick lore is always there. But can we just talk about DeMario Davis for a second? Like, I know you talked to DeMario Davis. Yes. Like, it is remarkable what he is doing.
Yes.
And like, he's a remarkable person. He does a lot of great things. But this is a man who is 36 years old, and he's going to set a career high in tackles. He's going to blow it away.
Should have had a pick last week.
He should have had an interception. He has two takeaways already. He should have had a third. He's rushing the passer. He's making tackles left and right. He's the heart and soul of this defense. And it's like, is he going to play until he's 40? I don't know. But like, you cannot say enough good things about DeMario Davis. It's wild.
On the field and off. But on the field is what we kind of don't talk about as much. I think just amazing things.
Yeah. Well, it's so consistent. You know, we do a stock up, stock down segment every week on the podcast. And it's almost unfair to DeMario because we never talk about DeMario. Like, I never list DeMario as stock up because my standards for what I expect are so high. It's like impossible for him to get above that. But it's just, you know, we appreciate what you've been able to watch over the last 8-9 years because it's been fantastic, and he's still playing at such a high level.
Thank you, my friend. We will see you Sunday. Don't forget, 3:25 kickoff, Saints and the Falcons. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, and we are now joined by Elisha Broussard Sheridan. She's the Vice President of Community Relations, Youth Sports Development. She goes by Lish. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Glad to be here with you.
So normally Tuesday's a day off for the team and, you know, the players, and it's the coming back from a bye week. And I know this, there is no Tuesday off ever in your world. It is your busiest day because of the player development with an interaction with the community. And Tuesdays are just nuts for you, are they not?
They 100% are, but nuts in a good way. You know,
yes.
I always tell folks this is a calling for me. It's a ministry for me. So the more personally that I can connect with folks in our community, and certainly bringing our guys out to connect and engage, it just overflows my cup all the time.
And I would imagine as we work our way to Thanksgiving and the holidays, it gets even busier. You know, there's so many school visits that can happen, but I would imagine in the holidays, it gets really, really fun and exciting because you really, then it's about touching people. You kind of see the impact right away.
Yes. And you hit it nail on the head. Certainly at this time of year, Thanksgiving, you know, we all, you know, remind ourselves to stop and take a pause and, you know, be thankful and appreciative of those things that we do have. And, you know, when you're in a position to do more and give back to others, then, you know, I can tell you our guys, they don't hesitate in doing that. And, you know, kind of like what we were talking about before we went on air, I am in between events number 5 and 6 of 8 today. And collectively, we've had almost 20 players out into the community today, you know, doing events both on the East Bank, on the West Bank, in Kenner, in New Orleans. And, you know, it's just rewarding. And I love to see how our guys connect with people in a most genuine way. I mean, we were at the Dryads annual Players Turkey giveaway that we do every year, where 1,000 individuals and families are served. And for that particular one, we had 14 players. And that one, we work in collaboration with Fred McAfee and his team. You know, Freddie Mac is legend here. And, you know, we were thinking about exactly how long that particular event has taken place. And it's been since like 1985. So he remembers doing that when he was a player. And, you know, it's the same vibe. It's, you know, the most New Orleanians of the, you know, New Orleans area. And it's dancing, it's laughing, it's hugging, it's, you know, just, man, it there's no way that anybody can come into that event and not walk away feeling good about, you know, any connection that they've made or, you know, new friends. You know, we make family and the friends real quick down here. So, it's a blessing.
And it all starts at the top, right? I was at Saints camp last week. Mrs. Benson was part of the Veterans Day and talking to them. And it was, you're putting together these care packages, 2000 with the American Red Cross and Entergy and Ochsner. And it's always a community, but it does kind of flow from the top.
100%. And, you know, we all take our lead from Mrs. V. And what I love about her is that, one, she's very intentional about what she does. And there's not a person that she encounters that, you know, if they're like trying to get her attention or take a picture or, you know, get an autograph. I've even seen photos of people getting their wigs signed by Mrs. B, you know, and she's down for it because she understands the importance of that connection. And she's from here, she's from this community, and she loves it, you know? And so that for me, gives me a great sense of pride because I know that what I feel and what I appreciate, what our players do, so does that come from our owner. And everybody doesn't have that. You know, people love Mrs. Benson down here. They love her. They love Miss B. But for that particular event, we partnered with Entergy and Red Cross. As you mentioned, we packed 2,000 care packages for military members who are serving both in the States and abroad. But the thing that our folks from Red Cross really kind of drove into us is that the importance of receiving these packages when you're away, especially during these times, during the holidays, when you're away from family and, you know, bringing a little taste of home and there's community coffee in the packages and, you know, beef sticks and of course all of the, essential items as well. But one thing that came to mind with me is, and I don't know if you ever saw this movie, but it's called The 6888. And it's about Lieutenant Colonel Charity Adams, who led the 6888 Battalion and just cleared out this backlog of millions and millions and millions of pieces of mail. And, you know, just watching that, it reminds me just how important it is what we're doing now as it was back in World War II.
It's something different to open up a letter than it is to get a text, than it is to get an email, right? It's a different feeling.
All of the care packages had individual cards, little note cards that were signed by some of our players, by Coach Moore, and by Mrs. Benson. So, you know, imagine, you know, you're overseas or wherever, and you open up a card and you see Pat Swillen signed it with his Dome Patrol, you know, insignia on it, and or from Mrs. Benson. That's, you know, just try to keep them going and keep that morale up.
Now, it's impossible to split your job into pieces, but there is so much focus these days on youth and education, physical fitness, nutrition, time management, and really kind of a new football, safe football, smarter football, you know, young women, girls, flag football that, you know, I was reading, you know, will probably on the horizon be a varsity sport in schools. And that's got to be such a, I don't know if you were an athlete growing up, that's got to be a cool thing.
Yes. And I just wish that there was flag football in high school. You know, I'm a proud graduate of Dominican, but now to be in a position to create these opportunities for the young ladies is, oh my goodness, it, again, just another thing that fills my cup. In Louisiana, we are conditionally approved. We completed two spring seasons with Louisiana. And in Mississippi, we actually got sanctioned before we did any activations with them at all. So this past spring, we had almost like our own little NFL. We had 32 teams participating. So we had 20 from Louisiana and 12 from Mississippi. It has been the most rewarding thing. We've had great partners supporting us to help remove those barriers where, you know, if a school is interested in participating, but they can't afford the footballs or the flag belts or the uniforms, we've covered the cost of all of those things. Just the engagement and energy that we've had, again, from Mrs. Benson top down, and really Dennis and Greg Bensel and, you know, our players, again, they come in and do honorary captains and sideline reporters. Just the support has been tremendous, both inside of the building and out, to see the immediate dividends coming from our efforts. We had almost 12 girls who received college scholarship offers to play flag football. And some of them had only been playing for like a month and a half before they started getting these offers.
Wow.
It kind of gives me chills, because now them having this opportunity to go to college at the expense of not their parents, who knows what they're going to be next. Yeah, it's a fun game. It'll be played in the Olympics. You know, once we get sanctioned in Louisiana, we'll be great. We'll, you know, stretching into the collegiate space as well. Man, it is, whew, it's something. But yes, I wish I had this when I was in high school.
I know you're busy. We appreciate it. Just continued success. Keep doing what you're doing, because I know it really means a lot to the community.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
That was Lish Broussard Sheridan. She's the Vice President of Community Relations for the Saints, as well as Youth Sports Development. My thanks to Demario Davis as well. Jeff Nowak, sideline reporter, Charlie Long in the booth. It's the Saints and the Falcons. Do not forget, 3:25 kickoff at Caesars Superdome on Sunday, the 112th regular season meeting, Saints and Falcons. Can the Saints make it back-to-back wins? Thanks for listening to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.